Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County Master Gardener Wayne Bowman. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Doing fine. Now, Master Gardener is a great organization, and they have their own Facebook page, and they put out a newsletter. And I was on there the other day and looking at their e-gardening newsletter, as they say, and a couple of things caught my eye, and I thought we'd talk with Wayne about those. One is, Wayne, about armadillos. But, you know, they're cute and fun to watch, but they're also destructive and cause some problems. So the newsletter had some tips there.
Yeah, they dig a lot of holes in the garden and in the lawn looking for bugs. They eat a lot of different bugs, but including fire ants, which I guess is a plus.
They eat, is that right? They eat fire ants. Wow.
Yeah. Well, I've noticed in a couple of mounds around my house that they've been dug in by armadillos.
Yeah, and we live in the country, and I see a lot of holes out, especially not right up close to the house, but just a bit away from the house, and I attribute that a lot to armadillos. So I know what you're talking about there. One thing now that's a little alarming, I had not read before, that armadillos carry leprosy. But apparently...
It's a little gift they got from the Spaniards when they came ashore. There was no New World leprosy until the Spaniards got there, and I guess somehow or another they got into it. Now, people still do eat the dog.
Right.
Things. That's something. If it's cooked enough, it's it kills the leprosy virus. During the Depression, they used to be called Hoover hogs. People would eat them in replacement of pork.
Oh my gosh! Well, yeah, good. But if you're going to eat them, be sure you cook them very well. Don't want them rare, do you? I mean, that's something to think about,
because they have scent glands, and the old ones stink pretty bad.
Oh man! Wow. So now there's in the newsletter in particular, there's some tips for keeping them out of your yard. One thing I didn't quite understand, and you may not either, Wayne, I don't know. It said, first put up fencing, but remember to put it down several inches. This will confuse them. What's that about?
That's because they're diggers, you know, and they'll start digging around the fence, and if they hit something like that, then, you know, they won't continue. Although I have heard of them climbing fences, so, you know, it's one of those things you can't really tell.
So put it down, put the fence down in the ground several inches, maybe 6 inches or so.
Yeah.
I see.
It confuses them. So, like I said, they're diggers, and their ability to reason is kind of short.
Wow. And then also it says put native plants that need less water out in your yard. That'll be helpful because they're looking for moisture, and use pots or raised beds instead of flower beds just down on the ground. So that's another good tip.
Like any other animal, they do what's convenient, and the softer the ground and the easier the digging, you know, they will be able to dig. They'll dig 2 or 3 feet into the ground while they're looking for something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Grubs are you know, one of their big foods. And if you spray insecticide in your yard, you know, just to take care of the grubs, that will limit some of the damage, because if they don't have food, they'll leave.
Mm-hmm. And it says use rocks in your flower beds instead of mulch. So that might be a bit tricky for some people, but if you can maybe gravel, I guess, more so than rocks would make sense. Well, we'll make a link to this, and there's more to read about it, and you can read it for yourself about armadillos. We're talking with Wayne Bowman, and Wayne is Hunt County Master Gardener. Now, also in that newsletter is about a little article about attracting butterflies and actually hummingbirds, and we're going to run out of time here pretty quick, but... Turk's cap, phlox, pentas, salvia, coreopsis, aster are all mentioned as good flowering plants for attracting butterflies. And I tell you, your friend and fellow master gardener Cynthia Beacom is very knowledgeable on this subject, Wayne.
I read the article. It was excellent.
Yeah.
It was excellent.
Yeah. Now, my wife likes a thing called the butterfly bush. At least it's called that kind of in colloquial terms. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I am. My wife likes hers, too. And it will attract a variety of butterflies.
It gets quite large, can get quite large, beautiful purple blossoms on it pretty much all summer. We've had a hard time getting them to grow out on our place, and I don't know why.
My wife planted one that didn't survive. It may just be the soil. I really haven't gotten too deep into that. My wife is the green thumb when it comes to flowers around this.
Okay. Joint. All right. So we'll look into that further. But there's a good article here on the attracting butterflies and hummingbirds, and pretty much the same thing attracts both. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You can plant a butterfly garden and get the group up your flowers one thing I thought in that article, I don't know whether it mentioned it or not, avoid overhead sprinklers to use for irrigation.
So, and that would be a traditional oscillating sprinkler. That would be that's overhead, right?
Yeah, the water's overhead. That washes out the nectar from the blossoms, and of course, then the animals won't be attracted.
Yeah, you're right. That's a great point. And again, we'll make a link to this, and folks can read it for themselves. Wayne, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line this morning.
All right, anytime, John. You take care. Have a great week.
Wayne Bowman, Hunt County Master Gardener. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.